Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsen, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Charlotte. Listen. What is it? It's a 21-gun salute. For all 21 Campbell soups, all 21 kinds at your grocer's now. Starting tomorrow, your grocer is featuring Campbell soups and a 21-gun salute, marking the return of all 21 kinds after 5 years of shortages. Once again, choose from the complete variety of Campbell soups. Count on them to help you serve many a tempting meal. Stock up tomorrow. 42 days ago, Jack got a threatening telegram saying that he had just 42 days left. According to that, Jack has less than 24 hours to go before whatever happens, happens. And here, writing out his last will and testament, we find Jack Carson.
Mr. Carson, if you're really going to make out your will, I think you should call in a lawyer so it'll be legal.
Oh, Treacher, now don't worry. I know how to make out a will. Here's what I've written down so far. I, Jack Carson, being of sound mind and in full possession of my mental faculties...
Could I have the last part of that again, sir?
Yes, in full possession of my mental faculties...
You'd better call a lawyer, sir. That'll never stand up in court.
I'm following the correct form. Let's see now. It says, to my beloved nephew Tugwell, I hereby devise and bequeath my fishing rod, my 2A Brownie camera, and my secret invention, the Carson method for saving money on pay telephones.
How does it work, sir?
Well, it works like this. Don't let this get around, Richard. But when the operator asks for a nickel, you see, you drop in a penny and kick the phone at the same time.
That must be quite a trick in one of those tiny phone booths.
Oh, yes, yes. You have to put one foot up behind your head before you close the door. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, yes. After Tugwell reaches the age of 21, I hereby devise and bequeath to him my leather-bound copy of What Every Young Man Should Know.
Sir, you haven't finished reading that yourself yet. You've only got as far as the chapter on women.
Yes, but I didn't need the book after that. Right about that, I got that job as rosin boy with Phil Spitalny's all-girl orchestra. From there on, I just sort of fiddled around.
Mr. Carson, do you think this person who keeps sending these threatening telegrams really intends to kill you?
Of course he does, Treacher. I got the final one this morning. It said, today is the day. And who else but a killer would sign himself the Mad One? Gee, the Mad One. I wonder what made him so mad.
Well, he might have spent 85 cents to see you in the time, the place, and the girl, and that would make anybody...
Never mind. This guy might not be able to go through with his dastardly plan, but I'm making out my will just in case. Now, of course, I want to remember you, Tricia. Let's see. Have I got anything that you'd prize above everything else? Something you'd really like to have?
Yes. My back salary.
Yes, well, we'll discuss money later. I was thinking more of a memento, something you could carry, a token of my memory. Gee, when I think of leaving you two behind, it makes me sad. It's going to be especially bad on Tugwell. By the way, where is he?
I haven't seen him all morning, sir.
Poor kid. This whole thing must be hitting him pretty hard. He's probably up in his room now, crying. You know, Treacher, the affection he has for me is so deep, sometimes it's very touching. Oh, here he is now. Hello, Tugwell.
Hello, Uncle Jack.
Tugwell, your eyes are all red.
Yes, Uncle Jack. I've been crying. I didn't want to cry, but, well, after today, you might not be here anymore, and, well,
yes,
I...
Yes, 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 Tugwell, I understand. Where have you been all morning?
I took your lifetime fountain pen back and got a refund. I got $4 back.
Tugwell, I'm not dead yet. I thought you said you cried.
Well, I had to cry. The guy in the store only wanted to give me $2.50.
Tugwell, I must say I'm a little surprised at your attitude about this. Have you considered that this might be my last day on Earth?
Well, that's just why I had to tell you.
Mr. Carson, as long as Master Tugwell has started it, I find that I, too, have a confession to make.
You do?
Yes, sir. There's something I've always kept secret from you, and, well, now I'd like to make a clean breast of the whole thing. It's about your pinstripe suit.
My pinstripe suit?
Yes. Now, you know how I told you that it always takes 3 weeks to get it back from the cleaners?
Yes.
Well, it really comes back in 1 week, sir. The other 2 weeks, I rent it out to the butcher.
You rent my suit to the butcher?
Yes, sir. At 50 cents a week. It brings me in a little money on the side. I thought sure you'd find out on one occasion, sir. The butcher sent it back with sausage all over the vest.
Yeah, I wondered why all those dogs kept following me. Then another time, a lot of cats kept following me.
Oh, yes, sir. That was the week the halibut came in from Pismo Beach.
Preacher, to think that you, my valet, would rent out my favorite pinstripe suit for 50 cents a week. And of all people, to the butcher.
Well, I tried to rent it to the gas man, sir, but he doesn't like your taste in clothes.
Preacher, I don't mind telling you that under ordinary circumstances, I'd be very angry, but... Well, since I only have a few more hours to live...
Yeah, what do you care about the suit anyway, Uncle Jack? Gee, it's even too late to worry about money.
Money?
Yeah, you can't take it with you, you know.
If Mr. Carson can't take it with him, he won't go.
You two had better be careful what you say. Don't forget, I'm making out my will.
Hey, here comes little Norma Jean up the front walk.
Oh, gosh, I was hoping she wouldn't come over today. I'm so fond of that little kid, and this may be the last time I'll ever see her.
Well, gee, don't talk like that, Uncle Jack. Gee, even if you are going to die, be cheerful.
Well, I guess you're right, at least while Norma Jean is here. She's just a child, and she wouldn't understand. Now, Treacher, when she comes in, I don't want any show of sadness or grief. Display a little gaiety, you know. Laugh, sing, be happy.
Right-ho, sir. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal. You.
Wait a minute. Don't have to be that happy, and choose some other song to sing. Come in.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hi, Miss Mama Jean.
Well, honey, what have you been doing?
I've been shopping all morning with my mother.
Shopping, huh? Well, that's nice.
We just came from the butcher shop. Mr. Carson, did you know the butcher has a pinstripe suit just like yours?
You mean he's wearing it right in the butcher shop?
Yes. He doesn't seem to care what happens to his clothes. While we were there, he was cleaning chickens in it.
If anyone wants me, I'll be down in the coal bin.
Preacher, you come back here. Norma Jean, how would you like some cookies and milk? Wouldn't that be fun?
Cookies and milk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't. I didn't bring any money with me.
No, honey, you don't understand. You don't have to pay for the cookies and milk. Don't you remember last week I gave you some cookies and milk to take home with you? And I didn't charge you anything.
You made me leave 2 cents deposit on the milk bottle.
Well, that was just to teach you thrift. You see, a penny doesn't seem like much, but it's really worth much more than you think.
Yes, if you put one in the phone and kick it at the same time.
Nobody asked. Norma Jean... Honey, I'm working on something very important, so why don't you go out in the kitchen with Preacher and have your little lunch, huh?
All right, goodbye.
Wait a second, honey. This might be the last time... Well, what I mean is, what would you think if you never saw me again?
What do you mean?
Well, I might be making a little trip. A trip to a faraway land. A land from which very few people have ever returned.
You mean you're going to Pomona again?
No. Oh, but never mind about it now. See you later, honey.
All right.
Come along, little one.
Tugwell,
mm-hmm.
I've made my mind up about something.
What's that?
I've been thinking of what you said about, you know, you can't take it with you. Now, I've got $1,750 saved up, and I'm going to take every bit of it and spend it.
Uncle Jack, shall I get you a cold towel for your head?
No, Tugwell, I mean it. The money can't do me any good if I'm dead. I'm going to pay Treacher his back salary... And I'm going to give you that brand new bicycle you want.
A new bicycle? Oh, boy, that's wonderful. When do I get it, Uncle Jack?
Right after I'm gone.
Oh. Well, gee, isn't there anything we can do to hurry it up?
What?
The bicycle, I mean.
Well, that's better. Now, let's see. How much back salary do I owe Treacher anyway? He's worked for me for 5 years. How much is that at $25 a month? Ah, comes to $1,500. Your bicycle will be about $50. And
there's the door, Uncle Jack, but don't you move. I'll get it.
Hello, Tugwell. Hello, Mr. Carson.
Hello, Miss Ryan.
Since your time is getting so short now, Mr. Carson, I thought I'd come by and see you while you're still with us. Even though every step was sheer pain in my legs, I walked all the way over here.
Well, that was nice of you, Miss Ryan, but I'd never know you were sick. You look great.
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected. I didn't have anything else to do, so I came over to cheer you up.
Well, if you came to cheer me up, why are you wearing a black dress and a black hat with a black veil?
Oh, I just wanted you to be the first to see how I'd look when you're gone.
I see, yeah.
By the way, Mr. Carson, when I came up the walk, there was a messenger boy, and he had this telegram for you.
Gee, another one. Let me see it. That's signed the Mad One.
Oh, what does it say?
It says, tonight at 9 o'clock, you'll get it.
9 o'clock? My goodness, that only gives you about 5 hours more.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Mr. Carson. He was such a nice man, too.
Yeah. Gee, he was one of the nicest uncles anybody
ever
had.
Wait a second. I'm still here. There's always the chance that this killer might shoot at me and miss.
What? And make me take all these pretty clothes back to the store?
What?
I didn't mean that the way it sounded, Mr. Carson.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Uncle Jack. Those gangsters shoot pretty straight.
Thank you, Tugwell.
Yes, Mr. Carson. You must look on the bright side of these things. You might be going to a far better place. And if you are, you'd better sit down and save your strength.
Save my strength? Why?
Last night I saw that picture, Stairway to Heaven, and there's an awful lot of stairs to climb.
Well, that won't bother Uncle Jack. Where he's going, he can just slide down the banister.
Tugwell, there are times when your attempts at humor are sometimes revolt.
Goodbye, Mr. Carson. I hope for your sake that when this killer gets you, he does it as painlessly as possible.
Thank you.
Maybe 4 or 5 nice slugs out of a Tommy gun.
Yes, I'm sure I can't think of anything that would be nicer than that.
Farewell, Mr. Carson. I hope you get a lot of lovely flowers.
Goodbye, Miss Ryan. Well, if I've only got 5 more hours before the Mad One gets here, I'm going to really live them up to the hilt. I'm going to call Tanya and take her to Cyril's and show her the biggest evening she's ever had since she left Vienna. I know one thing. I'd hate to leave Tanya just when our romance was beginning to blossom. What's that?
Hey, it sounded like gunshots, Uncle Jack.
Gunshots? It's the killer. He's come to get me. Who? Who's there?
It's me, Del Sharbot.
Huh? Oh. Del, what was all that shooting about?
Oh, I did that, Jack. I shot off some giant firecrackers to remind people of Campbell's 21-gun salute.
Please, Del. Del, don't even mention guns around here today.
Yeah, but Jack, the 21-gun salute is for all 21 Campbell's soups. Grocers and housewives the nation over are celebrating this big event. Now, for the first time in 5 years, all 21 kinds of Campbell's soups are back again.
Well, that's really wonderful, Del, but you should never have come by to tell me this. Up to now, I haven't been afraid to die, but now... Now when I think that I may not be here to see all the people stocking up on all the different kinds of Campbell's soups and then taking them home and heating them up, I just can't bear it. It's too bad I can't take a few cans with me.
Yeah, if that place is like they say it is, you shouldn't have any trouble heating them up.
Well, Jack, the thing I can't understand is why this guy should want to do away with you.
I can't understand it either. If I am shot, doesn't he realize what a blow it will be for the moving picture industry? Why, they'll never be able to find another Jack Carson.
You know, maybe they won't look.
Oh, Jack, I'd call the police if I were you.
The police?
Yes, and when they get here, be sure and tell them about Campbell's 21-gun salute, the big opportunity to stock up on all 21 kinds. So long, Jack.
So long, Dale. If the mad one wants to get me, he's got to find me. I'll take Tanya to Cyril's and spend every cent I've got. I want to look my best, too. I hope the butcher isn't going out tonight. I'd like to wear that pinstripe suit.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin, featuring Stuart Wade and the Martin Men, presenting Santa Catalina.
I'm glad I decided to wear my dinner jacket.
Yes, and I must say I admire your devil-may-care attitude.
Well, if this mad one accomplishes his intention and kills me at 9 o'clock tonight, at least I will have had 5 hours of riotous living. Because tonight I live. Preacher, a toast. Drink with me to the great adventure. Here's yours. Here's mine. Drain them dry and we'll dash them to pieces against the fireplace.
To you, sir.
To me.
I don't think we should have done that, sir. The milkman wants all those bottles back again.
Well, never mind that. Tonight, the sky's the limit. I'm seeing Tanya. Beautiful Tanya for perhaps the last time. Gee, I hope I'm looking my best. Let me look at myself in the mirror. There you are, you irresistible rogue, you. Just think, after 9 o'clock tonight, this gorgeous physique won't be here any longer. I wonder if I could have myself stuffed and put in the hallway. No, I guess. Oh, by the way, Tracy, here. Here's a check for your entire back salary.
My word, sir, the entire amount?
Yes, Tracy. Payment in full, $1,500.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you, sir.
That's quite all right, old boy. I want to leave the world with all my accounts, all square. I had $1,750 saved up. I gave Tugwell $50 for a new bicycle. That leaves me $200 to squander tonight at Cyril's. Come on, get the car out, because we have to meet Tanya in 10 minutes. I hope Tanya's ready when we stop for her.
Are you really taking Miss Tanya to Cyril's, sir?
Of course.
Are you going inside with a table and everything?
Well, of course. What are you so surprised about?
Well, sir, the last time you took her to Ciro's, you stayed in the parking lot and danced between the automobiles.
Well, the music comes out very loud through that kitchen window. Tonight, we're going to go first class. I'm going to spend what's left of my $1,750. Gee, Tanya, you look gorgeous. More beautiful than I've ever seen you look.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Are we going to Ciro's like you said?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Would you mind very much if we don't dance?
Don't dance? Why?
Well, the last time we danced there, I tore my stockings on a Cadillac exhaust pipe.
Well, it'll be different tonight. We're going right in and get a ringside table.
We're coming to the restaurant now, sir.
Oh, Jack, will we have a table in the Tiger's Den?
The Tiger's Den? What's that?
Oh, that's the exclusive room where the celebrities go. It doesn't mean a thing to go to Ciro's unless you get a table in there.
Ah, well, don't you worry your little head about that.
Here we are, sir.
Never mind waiting, Treacher. We'll go home by cab. Right through this door here, Tanya.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. We'd like a nice table for two.
Did you have a reservation, sir?
Reservation? Well, no, I didn't have one, but we'd like to go to the Tiger's Den.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir, but that is reserved only for movie stars. Well,
yes, yes, I understand that, but you see, I happen to be a picture actor myself. I'm Jack Carson. Warner Brothers answer to Gregory Peck.
Well, I'm very sorry, sir. Now, if you were someone important, like Ronald Coleman, Charles Boyer, or Denis Morgan...
Denis Morgan?
Oh, yes, sir. He's here almost every night.
Well, for your information, Warner Brothers put me in almost every one of Dennis's pictures.
Yes, I know. He comes here to forget. Yes.
Now, listen to me, you.
Jack, please. It doesn't really matter.
Well, all right, Tanya. Where can we be seated, Garcon?
Well, sir, we have nothing for you in the Tiger's Den, but I think I have a corner table in our room downstairs.
Downstairs? What's that called?
The Gopher's Hole. Follow me, and I'll take you to your table. Here we are, sir.
Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. I don't like this table at all. You brought us down to the basement. Where's the orchestra?
Oh, that's upstairs. But don't worry, sir. Anytime you want to hear the music, just stick your head into that ventilator.
I've never been treated so shabbily in my whole life.
Never mind, Jack. We're together, and that's what counts. Well, what shall we have for dinner?
Well, I'll order everything, Tanya. Waiter, what's the most expensive thing on the menu?
The most expensive, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Frog's legs, sir.
Oh, please, Jack. I don't want you to spend so much money.
Oh, Tanya, tonight the sky's the limit. Waiter, how much are the frog's legs?
$18, sir.
Well, that's all right for the common people, but we want to go first class. Waiter?
Yes, sir?
Don't just bring the frog's legs. Bring the whole frog. And, of course, Of course, the appropriate wine to go with it.
Yes, monsieur.
Oh, by the way, waiter, here's $10 for you.
Oh, merci, monsieur, merci.
Oh, Jack. Jack, tell me, why are you spending your money so lavishly?
Well, Tanya, it's a long story. You see, this is what happened. About 6 weeks ago, I began getting telegrams from a strange person who signed the name of the mad one. Every day I... And the last message I received said that I was going to get it tonight at 9 o'clock.
Oh, but Jack, I can't understand this. I always thought you were so courageous, and you're not even putting up a fight. Why, you are big and strong.
I am?
Why, yes, surely you're as brave as Humphrey Bogart. He wouldn't sit here in a nightclub and wait to be killed. And neither would Alan Ladd or James Cagney. Why, they'd go out and hunt for the killer.
Well, yes, I know they would, but I've got an awful lot of Margaret O'Brien in me.
Oh, Jack, do you realize what time it is? It's almost 9 now. Please, Jack, let's go. I don't want anything to happen to you.
Yeah, maybe we'd better. I'd hate to get shot in here. I could just see the headlines tomorrow. Jack Carson shot in Gopher Hole.
Oh, Jack, wait a minute. There's a strange man coming toward our table.
Where? Where?
There. Look, he's got his hand in his pocket, too.
Well, Tanya, I guess this is it. It's almost 9, and he said I was going to get it at 9. Well, at least he won't get any money from me. I spent everything I had in the bank. $1,750.
Be careful, Jack. He's right behind you.
Oh, don't worry, Tanya. I'm not afraid.
Hey, you, Carson.
Yes?
I mean, yes.
Carson, you certainly made it tough for me. I had to hunt all over town to find you. You know who I am?
Yes, I know. You're the mad one. Go ahead and shoot me. I'm ready. Stand back, Tanya. I may splash a little.
Carson, I've been sending you a telegram every day telling you had so many days left, didn't I?
Yeah, I know.
And I said you were going to get it tonight at 9, and you're going to get it.
All right. Give it to me.
It's outside.
Hi. What's outside?
Don't you remember? It's the new car you ordered a year ago. Yeah.
Who are you?
Who else? Madman Munch.
You mean this whole thing was just a publicity stunt?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get killed, and I got a new car outside. You think I was so scared I spent every bit of money I had in the bank. Wait a minute. How much does this car cost?
Oh, you can afford it, Carson. It's only $1,750.
$1,750?
Yeah.
Mr. Munch, will you do me a favor?
What?
Shoot me.
A 21-gun salute to mark the return of all 21 Campbell Soups. It's a welcome occasion at grocery stores and in home kitchens. Now all your old favorites have returned, and other Campbell Soups your family may never have tried are waiting to win their praise. Now, for the first time in 5 years, all 21 Campbell Soups are back on grocer shelves. Once again, there's exactly the Campbell Soup you want for a meal, so just reach up to your Campbell Soup shelf and select an appetizing soup to start any meal on its way to success. And count on your stock of Campbell Soups to provide hearty, substantial main dishes at mealtime, too. Yes, your grocer has a complete selection of Campbell Soups in plentiful supply. Now yours to choose from. See your grocer tomorrow. Stock up on Campbell Soups during this 21-gun salute.
Good. That's what Campbell Soups are. Good.
This is Jack Carson inviting you all to join us again next Wednesday at 22 North Hollywood Lane. We'll see if we can have a few laughs together. Try and be with us, won't you? That's next Wednesday at the same time. Good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. Franco-American. 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 Back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back, America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce. Ready cooked to give grand good eating, but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.